An orgy enjoyed by movie folk was the stuff of the worst nightmares of the original settlers of Hollywood. Places like the Ambassador became the sites of such casual debauchery, in part because the neighborhood proper was so unwelcoming of it. Nestled into foothills and sprawling into wide, flat streets, the city of Hollywood grew slowly over the first decade of the 20th century. The soon-to-be movie capital originally functioned as a hybrid suburban-slash-rural village, with its population composed in large part of individualists, prohibitionists, suffragettes, retirees, and refugees from bleaker climes, all looking to cash in on the land. Independence came at a price, however, and by 1909, the city of Hollywood, population 10,000, was collapsing due to problems with sewage, drainage, and water. Unable to thrive on its own, the next year Hollywood was incorporated into the city of Los Angeles. By then, a slow exodus had begun of film producers, directors, and performers from the East Coast to the West. In keeping with its maverick spirit, the city of Hollywood had been resistant to the new fad. Many of those who had established roots in and around Hollywood prior to 1910 looked down on those involved with the newly imported trade, who, they felt, were a low class of people whose very presence threatened to destroy their oasis. The locals derisively called these workers movies, the new medium's detractors showing their disdain by not bothering to distinguish between producers and product. But this ridicule was not enough to stop East Coast movies from flocking to the West, often in search of literal changes of scenery. By the end of 1911, 15 motion picture outfits had set up shop around Hollywood. In 1910, the heads of a New York-based outfit called the Biograph Company came to Los Angeles to explore the area's potential for location filmmaking. They were driven around town by an 18-year-old kid, Marshall Mickey Nealon, a high school dropout turned car salesman with a ready grin and a shock of red hair. On this trip, Biograph's top director, David Ware Griffith, made a number of short films. One of them, called In Old California, would go into some records as the first motion picture made entirely within the community of Hollywood. Other reports say the first film shot in Hollywood was another Griffith production, Love Among the Roses, starring a 15-year-old Mary Pickford. The fact that 14 titles separate these two films on Griffith's IMDb page gives a sense of the volume of production in 1910. It was a quantity business. In a few years, Griffith would stake a claim for quality. 1914 saw the release of the final Griffith film for Biograph, the biblical epic Judith of Bethulia, which became notorious for its so-called orgy scene, featuring the highly choreographed writhing of female dancers in semi-diaphanous costumes. The first feature-length film produced by that studio, running 61 minutes and requiring two reel changes, it starred the cream of Biograph's crop. Sisters Lillian and Dorothy Gish, Blanche Sweet, Mae Marsh, Mickey Nealon, the kid who had driven the Biograph guys around on their first trip, also played an uncredited role. By now, he was a screen veteran, having appeared in nearly 90 films in 2 years. He was also beginning to try his hand as a director.